going on. Okay. It's Weekend Weaves episode 54. I'm Alonzo. Here are my co-host Jason. It is December 8th, 2023. End of the year. How was your weekend, Jason? Or not weekend, I guess week.
It was good. I took PTO today and yesterday, so I didn't work. Okay. Even though I'm remote, so I don't really do a whole lot anyway, but I just took some time off.
Just because?
Yeah, just because. I got to use it anyway, because I got like 140 hours, and it's only like a month left. So why I got to use some of it. I don't got to use all of it, but I got to use some of it.
Why didn't you use it throughout the year? You just didn't want to.
I didn't have anything to use it on. Or like I'm at the house and I don't need to use it. You know, like I don't need to use it necessarily. So it's like, and it makes more sense for me to wait until like the holidays anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I might end up doing stuff or I might end up going somewhere. But usually throughout the year, I don't really do much. I mean, I don't really do much during the holidays either. But like just in case, you know, I have a bunch of time.
Could just take the whole month off.
Yeah, but we get the week off of Christmas. So like the 25th to New Year. We used to get 2 weeks off. We used to get the week before and the week of Christmas. But they changed it this year.
My week was pretty regular, pretty average. Yesterday I got Just Dance 2020 for the Switch. That's probably the highlight of my week.
Cool, I guess.
I was trying to get 2023 because every time I kept looking up for 2023, even though I know 2024 is out, it's like $70. So then I thought 2023 is probably cheap. And then Walmart kept saying they had it for like $15. But then I put in my cart, tried to get it, and it said it was out of stock. And I was like, all right, I'm not dealing with this. So then on my way to like donate some clothes, I just stopped at GameStop just to see what they had. And then they had 2020. I was like, okay, it's got some slaps on here.
2020.
Yeah, it had it has Old Town Road remix. It has I know. It has it's the same game, it's just different songs, the same thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they update some stuff to make it more fluid, feel better. I mean, you won't know, you didn't play any of the other ones, so you
yeah. I think I played like 2022 once. It's got I Like It with like Cardi B and like Bad Bunny, and it's Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. Got some slaps up there.
You just named all songs I don't know.
You know Old Town Road.
Yeah, but at I'm the talking very about, least. I don't know any Bad Bunny songs.
You don't know any Ariana Bad Bunny?
Grande. I know zero Bad Bunny songs.
He's so popular. How have you not even? You know it. You just don't know it.
I don't know any of his songs. It's funny. I just seen a tweet there like. They're saying he's like the new king of pop. Somebody was like, I can't name a single song by him. But he's just like, he's popular like in like Spanish speech, like people that speak different languages. I'm pretty sure he's popular in the US too, but like, I don't know. I feel like he's just, I don't know.
They say the same thing about Harry Styles.
Yeah, I don't know any of his songs either.
I know you know some Harry. All right, I'm about to sing some. You know some Harry Styles is
no,
Bad
I
Bunny
don't.
Song. Okay,
no, I don't.
Here we go. I like it like that. Dun, 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 dun. I like it like that. You heard that before?
Maybe on TikTok. Maybe you on TikTok. But I don't know
I
that.
Like,
I, don't.
Dun, dun, I like dun, dun, I like dun, dun, dun. You know you.
I have not.
Oh my goodness.
I have not heard that song.
You are lying.
I'm so serious. I'm okay. So serious. All right,
here's another one. Oh, it's not the same as it was.
Okay, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah,
know
that's
that
Harry Styles. You know that one. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's a TikTok song, though. That's a TikTok song.
So you're saying you don't hear him out?
No, I don't.
Well, that makes sense. It depends who you hang around.
I mean, the only time I hear music is at the gym, and that's my own music.
Yeah, the only time I hear like music is at the gym or at work, because I do play music at my job. So I hear the pop radio.
So yeah, the only time I hear music is literally at the gym. And then, like, if I'm scrolling on TikTok, I'll hear some sounds, or, you know, like, there's certain sounds that are, like, viral. And so, like, I'll hear those songs. But other than that, I'm not just really listening to music. And then the music I do listen to is it's mainly hip hop, and just, it's really just loud beats. Really, I'm not really caring what they're saying. It's really just the beats.
Today, so, yeah. I went to the gym. My headphones died right when I got there, like 10 minutes in.
You went to the gym without them charged?
I just leave them in my car. So they died, because I only use my headphones either when I'm at the gym or when I'm going on a walk. So last time I've been there, I guess I forgot they were close to dead. So 10 minutes in, they just died. And I just listened to the radio the whole time. Wasn't too bad, though, but I prefer headphones. Did you listen to Nicki Minaj's album? It just came out
today. I didn't even know she dropped the album.
She just dropped the album today.
No, I haven't.
Friday too.
I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, so.
She got some feature. She got Uzi feature, the J. Cole and Drake feature on there. You might like
it. If there's some good songs, I might hear them.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful
what you're about to say, bro.
Yeah, I'm being very careful.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm not really a huge fan of most female artists, like rap artists, because usually the stuff they talk about is usually just sex oriented. But there are some good songs. Like I like some of Glorilla's songs.
Okay.
I like, there's like I'm not saying they're bad or anything, but majority of the music is like, all right, bro.
I'm not a big fan of all the female artists. Like, I pick and choose. I don't like every song they put out either, but that's how I am with every artist, though.
Yeah.
And the difference that I tried to explain, I think I was talking to Mariah before. She's like, why don't... I was like, yeah, dudes don't really want to listen. She was trying to compare, like, dudes talk about sex and girls talk about sex, and like, why is it different?
I don't really like when dudes do it. Like, yeah, that's, I don't like, the really whole care song, for that either. Like, what the heck? Like,
but, like, even if they do... I can understand the perspective of a dude who doesn't really want to listen to a girl talk about sex, because I feel like it's less relatable.
Yeah.
For a dude to, like, for a girl rapping about sex from her perspective is less relatable than if they were listening to a guy rap about sex. So that would be my only thing that I would understand if a dude was like, I don't really want to listen to a girl rap about sex. Even though all the rappers rap about sex for the most part.
Yeah. But like, it'll be a whole song. Like, come on, bro. Like, the whole song is kind of crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole song. Like, it'll be a couple bars, but not the whole, you know what I'm saying? Not the whole song. I mean, there's some songs like that, but I don't listen to those songs. So,
I mean, that'd be me. That'd be a lot of hip hop in general. Sex, money, drugs.
Man, I'm rocking a turban.
Oh, it's a car outside. But yeah. How'd you feel about the No Bro episode?
It was okay. I'm not surprised. Remember, that's who I predicted was going to die. But you didn't watch the latest episode, but she might not be dead.
Okay.
Completely. Basically, the guy that showed up with Toto, if you don't mind me saying it, like, it's not a huge spoiler or anything.
Sure. But
the guy who showed up as Toto, his curse technique is essentially he can put, if you take injuries, he can suspend the current injuries you have from getting any worse, but he won't heal them. So whatever you, like, let's say I break my leg and I still want to fight or something, he can put something on me or use his little curse technique, and my leg will no longer get worse from the current injury I have. But it's still broken. It's not healed, but it won't get any worse. It won't progress to get worse. But you can still get more injured. Like, if somebody hits you some more, you can take more damage. But, like, naturally, it won't just get worse. by itself. And okay. He did that to Yuji, and he also did it to Noah Borrow. He was like, she has no pulse and no like heart activity or something like that, but there's like a, he was like, there's still a chance she could live, but it's very slim, like close to 0%. But he was basically saying like, basically she's like dead. If somebody was coming up to her, like a medical person, and like check her pulse and everything, she would be deemed dead. But he was saying what I did stopped it from getting any worse, and it may be a chance she's still alive because it was so recent that her like that she her pulse and stuff went away, because he suspends it technically. So like, let's say somebody is dying, and right when they die, like they're right at the brink of death, and it basically seems like they're dead, he can suspend it at that spot, and so they won't ever go over to that next, you know, that next part. And I don't know if they have a healer that can like get her from that edge essentially, but he was just saying like, don't have your hopes up, she's probably dead, but there is a chance, a very small chance that she's not, but don't get your hopes up. So
well, I hope she isn't dead, because I just feel like her death is kind of unwarranted.
Really? I think it was very warranted. Nanami told her to leave, and she came back and died. That's literally what he told her, like, leave because you will die. She was like, I'm not going to leave. And the other person was like, didn't Nanami tell you, like, to stay back? You should just stay here. Like, don't go back. And she was like, nah, I can't be out there when those two are still fighting. Yeah. You're not on their level. That's why you're not out there. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're on the bench for a reason. You don't play with the starters. That's not your job. You know what I'm saying?
I respect six man. Though. That's her crew. She can't just leave them.
Bro, she's not leaving them.
She is. She left the barrier. That's leaving them.
She left the barrier because she got clapped.
Yes, but she came back. She was coming back because she knew Megumi and Yuji and Gojo were still
in
there.
She put in work against Mahito's little double, though. I'm not going to lie. She was showing flashes of like what improving. I was seeing at the end of season, what was it, season one?
Yes.
Even though looking back on it, Yuji still saved her. Like, he had to carry her and run away legit. But she still was able to put in some, you know, some damage with her curse technique. Her curse technique is good. Her herself, like in terms of physical feats and strength, is just weak.
But her, That's her thing.
Yeah, but her curse technique is really, really good. Like, if she was stronger, aside from that, she could really be like a top tier character. But yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say, to me, I feel like her death was warranted. You were told not to come back. You weren't ready for this. You came back anyway, and you fought against a special grade and you died. And okay. I will say this. I know they said in the manga, the way she died, it was because she was blindsided. She couldn't see the double running at her. But in the anime, it looked like she literally just froze up for no reason. Like, why are you freezing from seeing Yuji? Didn't you come here to come find him anyway? So why are you like, Yuji? And then you just, yeah, that didn't make any sense to me. But apparently in the manga, different. Yeah, in the manga, they were like, she couldn't see the double and she got blindsided. And yeah. She got touched, and that's how she died. So I can respect that, but I ain't gonna lie, her awareness is ass. Like, this is the second time, because when she fought the dude with the sword, the hand sword, how are you not knowing that they're, like, you don't hear that shit, you know, jumping towards the, like, the girl's running away, she gets sliced, and then you're like, oh, snap, how did she get hurt? And then you run in there, and then you get blindsided by, like, the same attack, pretty much. Like, your guard wasn't up at all, and he was about to kill you if Nanami didn't show up. And that dude was trash, respectfully. Like, he was garbage. So that's why I was super surprised she was even able to put up a fight with Mahito.
I think her, yeah, like, her issues, I think, stem from her physical disadvantages. Like, she's not a strong person. She has no speed, no durability, no strength. But she has some good strategy. I think she's, like, the opposite of Yuji. In a way, like, Yuji has tons of strength, tons of durability, but usually doesn't really have strategy, which is like, I liked it. Was I thought it was fun to watch them fight together last season. You think Yuji has strategy?
Who put the plan together to beat the two brothers?
And then sure it was Nobara.
She put the plan together, or did Yuji just run away and then they just fought one separately? Because it's like a 1v1, low key.
I think it was Nobara. That's how I take it.
What other times has she game planned? They went into that building when Yuji was new, and I feel like you're giving her too much credit.
I'm just saying by how she fights. Like how she fought. Well, I feel like she has to strategize because she doesn't have the strength to just like blitz anyone. Like how she fought Mahito.
Well, I don't think Yuji doesn't like think when he fights.
I feel like he doesn't think as much
when he was fighting Mega Man, the Blood Art guy. He was thinking, he just nothing he could do. He couldn't figure it out, but he was trying to figure it out. And then, like, if she was to fight him, I think she would lose. Too.
Yeah, she would have lost. So you think I'm just giving her too much credit in general?
Yeah, on her game plan. I don't know. Maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but I don't remember her game plan any at all. I just remember her always being the one that's like captured or something. They got to go and get her.
Well, she doesn't have that many fights. She only has. Really, she has three fights.
Yeah, but remember when they went to that special grade, all three of them, that special grade area, and it was the one cursed spirit that had a finger, and she was the one that got captured, but Yuji and Megumi were, like, still looking around, and then they had to go inside to get her.
Yeah.
To save her. So, I don't know. Weakest link, if you ask me.
She is the weakest link. I'm not saying she's not the weakest link. I just think she's more strategic than Yuji.
She might be. She might be.
That's all I'm saying. Yuji is definitely better than her in most ways. I'm just saying but I feel like she's strategic because she has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're like, I don't know, if you're like Gojo or Sukuna, you don't have to be as strategic as someone like Nanami or Nobara or even Megumi, who I think is probably one of the most strategic people in the show. But that's all I had for her. And by unwarranted, yeah. I didn't mean like she didn't deserve to die. She definitely walked in there and chose to put herself in danger. I'm saying like I don't think it really would move the story forward in any way if she died. Compared to Nanami.
Gives Yuji more trauma.
Like, especially like off the back of Nanami. Like, Nanami just died. Like a couple chapters ago.
But Nanami's death with, like, we talked about this. He was already dead. Let's be real. Mahito didn't really kill him. He was already ready to die. He was already at death pretty much after what Jogo did and fighting the other spirit. He was just walking down the hallway trying to find where the box was, the cursed prison box thing, right? That's really what he was just looking for. And he just happened to run into Mahito, and Mahito just, you know, finished him off.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I feel like that, like, usually seeing that, I feel like pushed the story forward enough. Like, it's like his, not father figure, but like mentor, and like he looked up to him, and they fought Mahito together before. Like, that, I could see pushing him forward. But like Nobara dying, I mean, I guess it just make him more angry, if anything.
Well, you'll see what happens. You'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'll see. How'd you feel about the flashback? I thought it was a little long.
Yeah. I feel like that wasn't needed. I'm going to be honest, like, I don't really think, I guess, it, I don't know. It, I don't think it was necessary at all, to be honest. Like,
I could have went without it and been fine.
Yeah, it didn't really add. It didn't add anything. Yeah,
I guess maybe
anyone should have got a flashback. It should have been Nanami. To be honest, that's just me though. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. That's just me though. She didn't need a flashback, especially with what I just said before about her possibly not really being dead. I feel like she's really just suspended in limbo right now.
Yeah.
Like, not alive or dead, but right in the middle.
I don't mind her having the flashback. I just think that it didn't need to be majority of the episode.
Yeah.
Like, it was really long to me. Usually I like flashbacks, but I just felt like that was kind of long. Have you ever had a friend who's moved and disappeared?
No, not that I think of. Not like that. Not like friend that's super close like that, like she was to. But I've had people like in middle school who like used to go to our middle school who I was like pretty cool with, and then they moved away. But like it wasn't like, it was like, okay, they're gone, I guess. It's not a big deal. We're not middle school, it's like elementary school. So it's like whatever, you know, like it's not a big deal. They weren't like best of friend, you know, they were just they were just, we were just cool. Like we were cool.
We were just Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't know. I'm kind of not numb to it, but it's happened so many times where I've moved or someone else has moved. I remember being devastated and like
devastated.
Oh, whatever. Grammar police.
Why did you say devastated?
I always say devastated.
What
the heck?
What are you?
Devastated. I was devastated in third grade when my friend Eddie moved, and he was just gone one day. But he told me before.
Oh, he didn't tell y'all?
Like, no, he told me. He was like, yeah, I'm going to be moving soon or something like that. And then he was just gone. And I was like, dang. I was so sad.
You didn't keep in touch? No phone number, no nothing?
No, I didn't have a phone. I was in third grade. I probably wasn't thinking about it. I don't know. But he was just gone. And then what else happened? In sixth grade, I moved. But I kept in contact
with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and I kept in contact with, like, my closest friends. I didn't lose some of them. Like, I lost Danny for a while there. And we don't even really talk now, but I was not able to keep in contact with him. This kid named Sky Lear that lived in my apartment complex, that I was cool with. I have no idea where he is to this day. Like, my mom had his grandma's number, and then I don't know if they just, like, she got a new number or whatever, but they could not keep in contact. So who knows where they are. A couple other people that I was not able to keep contact with. But ever since then, I've been able to keep in contact with whomever if I moved somewhere. But I just thought that was interesting. I don't know what he was doing with, like, the stuff being in front of her house and the graffiti and all. I don't know what that was about. But she just moved away.
I think that's probably why they moved.
You think they were but being, like,
Or maybe the mom, because they said the mom, she was like, her mom was a hippie, like florist or something like that. She was just going with the flow, just going places when she was talking in the office. And then they moved again. And then she was like, I kind of felt bad because I didn't give them any, you know, information or anything like that. I just left and didn't really say goodbye.
Yeah, the whole thing was confusing. I don't know. It was kind
of. It was just sick. Showing, like, the human side of Noah Barra, I guess. Because, like, from our perspective, prior to that, she's just kind of, like, I guess, Stonewall. Like, she's obviously friends with Megumi and Yuji, but she doesn't really. She just, like, talks about them. She doesn't really ever show, like, emotion or anything.
My perspective of her, she was just, like, a country bumpkin. Who, like, moved away. She wanted to be part of the big city and just live a more exciting life. I still kind of feel the same way about her, even after the flashback. But that's all I got for her. You got anything else for this episode?
Nah, that's really it. I was going to say this. It was more gruesome. Like I was saying, it was way more gruesome in the manga. Like, her eyeball was hanging out and everything. But, they, you know, censorship and stuff like that, so they couldn't show that. In the anime, it was just like black on that hole of her face or the socket of her eye.
Yeah, and I didn't think it was, when I saw it in the anime, I didn't think it was that bad. But when they showed like the animation for her like dropping to the ground, I thought that was pretty jarring. It just looked really kind of realistic to me. It was like really fast. I was like, dang, She's probably dead. She looks pretty dead to me. Like, some people, like, before the episode, I saw some people, like, debating whether she was dead or not. And I was like, she looks pretty dead.
And then Mojito also said, like, I don't know if I can kill you in one touch. Like, I couldn't do it to the seventh urge, to Nanami. Nanami is much stronger. So he was like, I don't know, let's see. And so,
I guess we'll see. How'd you feel about this episode? Was it too much fan service? Were you bothered?
Nah, I wasn't bothered. It was interesting the way the contact was made. It's like, all right, but I mean, the fight was good. I don't know. It seems like Andy is taking over the body of Victor, because Victor was like, I am the original. You can only take over for so long. So I kind of want to get more backstory on that, on like what caused this split personality thing to happen. And then that's also the only scar on him, or the scar is gone when he turns into Victor, but then he has a bunch of other scars around, like his arms and his chest and stuff and his body. But when he goes back to Andy, that's the only scar that's present, is where the card is at.
Which is weird, because the other one has better regeneration than Andy.
Yeah. And then Andy's hair is white, his is black.
Oh, I like this episode. I thought the animation for the fight was great.
Yeah, no one died. We thought somebody was going to die.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. Also not that surprised about it. I was surprised how it ended, I think. That was the most surprising thing. I didn't expect it to end with them, like, kissing. I thought they were going to, like, apprehend him somehow. But it was more Fuko related.
The power of friendship and love.
I was like, Fuko basically beat him. Like, they didn't beat him. It's just her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought the kiss was actually cute. I was like, aw.
Jabbed her finger into his freaking forehead. Into his brain.
He started talking into it. That was also weird.
And apparently that was enough for him to hear and take control for that brief moment.
How'd you feel about their powers?
Oh, the rest of the people?
Yeah.
The one dude who can run, I guess he can't stop moving. Like, what's his thing?
They didn't explain their powers, I don't think, but yeah, I just know he's really fast, and he kept moving.
And the one guy, the one kid, he's like a bunch of, what are they called?
Artifacts or something?
Artifacts, yeah, are in his body. He's just a bunch of artifacts that he uses. They all use artifacts. Like, Shin uses the power pole. That's an artifact.
And the lady has a sword, a flaming sword.
So yeah, they're all pretty cool. They're all pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think we saw exactly what all of them.
She fell
ate.
In love with this guy really fast, though. It's been like a month, and she's already like, yeah. It's like, all right, bro.
You say they're official. Say she's officially in love at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of already knew, but yeah. So there's that.
I mean, she's the only guy she knows, really.
Yeah.
I like the, I want to see what everyone negates. Like, I don't know what the speed guy negates.
Yeah.
Maybe
that,
like,
makes him so fast. Gravity? No, not gravity. Probably, the laws of physics.
Maybe, like, resistance? I don't know.
Or, yeah, maybe resistance.
And the dude with the artifact. The dude with, like, the floating balls, like the scientist guy. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they all negate. They're all negators, right? Isn't that like
a rule? Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's you have to be a negator to get in, but you have to, or maybe you do.
I thought that was why they're all negators. I don't know, though. I'm interested to see more.
Then what did the guy with the sword negate that they killed in the first episode?
Were you talking about the robot guy?
No, he was a real person, not the robot guy that went to go capture.
I don't think he was a negator.
He was just a part of their crew or something. He was like, I have to get you, or the agency, or whatever.
Yeah, I think he was just part of the government or something.
Okay. Like, what's her name? Shin's sidekick.
Daughter. Sidekick, yeah.
Yeah. Because she's not a part of it, but she's, you know, she works with them.
She tags along. Kinda. she's not allowed to go on missions, but she's an assist. She's like a what's his name? What's Batman's Jarvis? Butler? No. Oh, or Jarvis, but yeah. I forgot Batman's Alfred. Butler. Yeah, Alfred. She's like that. I have an interesting question. If you went into a coma, who would you want to wake up to?
I guess my family. Like my immediate family, like my mom, my dad.
Yeah, pick one.
Pick one.
Yeah, you gotta pick one person.
That'd be one of those two. It wouldn't matter which one.
I would probably say Mariah or my mom or dad. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Mariah. Probably. She'd probably be the most... Actually, I don't know. My dad might be the most scared, actually. I don't know. One of those two. Because she did go into a coma, right?
I think she was out for like a week.
Yeah. Yeah. She woke up next to Andy. Yeah.
He read all her books.
Yeah.
Her manga. Yeah. He was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
It's like, damn, this like is good. Mm-hmm. That's all I got for this one, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's been like a week, so ain't really much to say.
The episode came out today.
Did you watch it already?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, okay. I want to know if they revealed if they actually passed or not. I guess they did. I mean, they captured.
Oh, yeah, they captured. Yeah, they captured. Spoil? They passed that already, yeah. Oh, but it's going to say all the missions, like, because they did their mission, but we don't know about the other ones.
That's true. And those other and the other team, the rest of the team might have had to leave their mission to come here, so I don't know. I don't even know where this question come from. I think I was like watching the news or something. Do you know where you're from? Like ancestral wise?
No, I do not. I haven't done like Ancestry.com or anything like that. Like exactly what part of Africa I come from. Like if it's I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where that question came from. I don't know either. I assume most black people or black Americans don't know.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Like, do you care?
Not really. Not like a whole lot, because like it's cool to know, but I wouldn't be attached to that culture, you know what I'm saying? I'm not from there. I don't live there. I don't know any people from there, you know what I'm saying? So it would be cool to know, I guess, but it wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't have a cultural impact on me. It wouldn't make me, you know, feel any different or act any different.
You wouldn't start wearing a garb?
No.
Because I know there's those people that like they do like the ancestry thing and then they tell them. And then they start like
find out they go they start going crazy like I can
start putting all wearing buying all the clothes
right. It's good to have pride from where you come from, but to me it's like why would I just start going crazy like that? I haven't been there for 20 plus years, you know what I'm saying? I didn't, so why now would I just change? I guess
like sometimes I do wish that I had a specific place, I guess, to like call from, but like I feel like as black people we start doing like states or something or cities. I feel like that's our thing. If anything, we have like city pride. I guess it's kind of everyone
doing that's like anybody.
But that's all we have though, so like so I don't know. Ain't really much to pull from. I think I was watching the news or something, and that's where that question came from.
For me, it's like I don't really have any city priority. I don't own any of this stuff, so it's like I don't care.
Yeah,
it don't matter to me.
Okay,
I have not been watching Kenshin. I got to get back on.
You didn't watch the latest one?
I didn't watch the latest one.
I'll just explain what happened because it's done with the filler. This guy.
This is the first real episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this week's episode we'll continue it, but this guy pulls up and he acts like he's like a medicine man or something. He pulls up to the dojo.
A doctor?
Yeah. he acts like he's something. I don't know if he's selling medicine or plants or something. And only Sanosuke is at the dojo. Like, everyone else is out. And then he's like, hello, like, yep, I'm just here to, like, sell medicine or whatever. And then Sanosuke's like, oh, really? Like, I'm the only one here, so, like, ain't really nothing going on. Like, sorry, no one's gonna buy it or anything. But then he stops him. He's like, oh, okay. And then he, like, leaves. Or he's trying to leave. And then Sanosuke's like, don't even be rude, but, like, your eyes are, like, really tight or something like that. Like, they're really close together, like they were like slits, like they were really tight. And he was like, it's kind of uncommon for you to be like a Western medicine doctor or something like that. And then the guy figure out Sanosuke's onto him, so he's like, oh really? And then he like drops his act, and then he like pulls out like a bamboo sword, and then Sanosuke like gets ready to fight him, and then he like bodies Sanosuke. And then,
oh really?
Yeah. He like bodies him, like he's like stabs him through the shoulder. And then Kenshin and Megumi and the doctor, the girl doctor, and the other girl and Yaiko, like the group, they come back and they're like, see a hole in the dojo, and they're like, what the heck? And then they go in, and Sanosuke's on the ground, and he left a message. I forgot what the message even said. It was basically like, Kenshin, you know, Kenshin, come find me, you know, the same thing. And then it's revealed to be this guy. And turns out he's actually like a double agent. Like, he works for the government, like a government officer. And then he's also like an assassin. And he's taking money from a guy. And yeah, to kill Kenshin. And the guy is actually the same guy who was paying off the last assassin dude, the crazy one who like kidnapped a girl.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turns out he was a politician who was paying him off to do that, to kill off other politicians. So like, it's like this corrupt thing. And this guy also used to be part of this legendary group that was resisting the revolution back in the day, and Kenshin's actually like fought against him before, and he's like one of the three generals. And that's basically like a summary of what happened.
Okay,
so it got back to regular stuff, but honestly I didn't have that much to say about it. Just is there any cause that you would go to war for?
Me personally, now I can think of, I can't think of anything, but if you started listing some stuff off.
Let's maybe say the government starts coming into Detroit or Michigan or wherever area you are, and they're about to try to take it over and enslave you.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not about to be, a slave. But you know what's crazy? I just thought about Invincible. Cause you know how the Viltrumites, like, they invade planets and they take over?
Yeah.
Am I wrong to say, like, if they were to show up to Earth and they're like, hey, we're going to take over, all right, that's cool with me. Go ahead. Because they're like, you can do it peacefully. Like, you can just let them take over and then they'll just be, you know, there'll be the new government. But they won't kill you or anything. Because your species is deemed compatible with theirs. Because they only take over. Well, they take over planets and they only procreate with other, you know, like species that they deem compatible with their species to like make more Viltrumites. So like if aliens were to come down and they're like, yeah, we're taking over Earth. And they're like, but we're not going to kill you. We just want your planet. I'd be like, all right, bro. Don't affect me. It's whatever. My day to day is the same. Like, I don't.
You think you're still gonna be doing the same thing?
Yeah. If my life is gonna be exactly the same, I don't care who's in charge. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever, bro. Go ahead.
I don't know. I feel like it's a slippery slope. I feel like that reminds me a lot of the show called Gintama, because like the show is set after aliens come down and take over like Japan. Basically, like, there was a war between samurai and aliens, and then the aliens won, and then they took it over.
That sounds like, why would they not win? They just came to honestly, Earth. Yeah.
But the samurai were supposed to be really strong, but obviously they lost. And like the aliens take over, and like they don't kill everyone. Like they, but like they're definitely rude to like humans. Like they think they're above humans. I'm sure there's other like financial and other like, you know, like implications, they do the whole
social
thing.
Yeah, social implications and stuff like that. Yeah.
So there's stuff like that. Like, would you, if, okay, let's say aliens come and take us over, would you assimilate to the culture? Alien gotta be aliens. It could be a different country. You know, it could be Germany. It could be England. Like, if someone else
assimilate to the culture in terms of, like, I gotta, it would be like, if there's no new laws in place that's gonna affect me, then I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not going to affect, basically, if we, let's say, theoretically, right? If we were to get taken over by another country, or like aliens came down and took over our planet or whatever, but the general rules or laws that are currently in place are basically the same. Like, there's no new laws in place that change how I interact daily or what I do daily, then I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever. It's like, it's not changing, you know. Yeah, obviously it's going to be that impact of like, okay, these people are probably going to look down on you because you're not an alien, and we, you know, like you said, they're going to feel like we're inferior, they're superior, kind of thing. And that's the only thing that would be like, all right, that's where it can get, where it could be annoying and potentially cause problems. But if that's not there, if that's not a thing, then it's like, I don't really care. It's whatever to me.
To me, I feel like it's a slippery slope, because it can start off regular or casual. Mm-hmm.
And then get to the extreme. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like if we just straight up lost the war, I would have no choice but to just assimilate to the culture. But it depends. I would go to war if, like, my freedom was on the line.
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah.
Like, if it was just, like, a full onslaught. But I don't have, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not, like, nationalist, like, super-duper pride. Like, I got to go out and fight because I'm a patriot. Like, that's not how I feel. But it just depends. It depends. But I think that's all I got for these shows. Do you got anything else?
No, I was just reading like what happens to like planets that Viltrumites take over.
Oh, okay.
And basically, this guy was like, he hasn't read the comics in a long time, but the planets that basically accept the takeover and don't fight back, he says they get the more advanced tech from the Viltrumites, but he said they're eventually like a slave state. They get used as cannon fodder in Viltrumite wars and get used to farm resources. They act as servants, etc. And then it says, of course, the subjugators will say everything will be fine. It's not like they would just admit it would be awful under the rule. They want the planet to give up without a fight. But also, a lot of them don't have a choice. If it's between being a slave for a bunch of aliens or having your entire planet blown up, I mean, you take what you get.
If that's the case, I'd rather fight and planet get blown up.
One person said, think of it as like the British, or as an empire, think British colonies. Subjugated planets will pay massive tribute to the empire, like, you know, tax on resources, and then populace would be enlisted to fight against other holdout planets, and eventually they will be left with nothing at all, which the point of Viltrumites will move on to the next location.
So either wait a while to be destroyed or be destroyed instantly.
Yeah.
I'd rather just fight. We're not gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
So what if it's a Thorfinn situation? Thorfinn and
Canute?
No, not Canute. I forgot the other guy's name. Einar. Thorfinn and Einar, like, their conditions weren't bad, if we're being honest.
Yeah, they weren't bad, but they're still slaves.
Yeah,
not,
yeah,
free people.
Right. So it's like, let's say you're given that situation with technology. So, like, you know, when they're downtime, when they're not working, they're just hanging out. They're just eating food. They're just, you know, like they're not getting beat or nothing like that. They're not getting. The only time they were getting mistreated was by the farmhands, really. And that's because the farmhands were also slaves who became free. Like, I don't know why they were doing that. That doesn't even make sense. Like,
haters.
You're literally in the same situation, but there's people like that. They're like, oh, now I'm in a higher place now, so you're less than me.
They did that in America. There was black people who were slaves, and then they got their freedom, and then they bought slaves.
Yeah, so it is a slippery slope. It's very circumstantial.
If I was in Thorfinn the Einar's position, I don't know. I mean, like,
think about their situation. They literally had to work for 3 years and they got their own land. Like, part of that farm they would own.
I think that's a pretty good setup.
That was a really good setup. It was a really great setup.
If everyone holds their to the end word, of the bargain. Yeah, that's a good setup. If everyone holds their end of the bargain, yeah, that's not too bad to put into perspective. Compared to other slavery, that's better.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, let's say it's a takeover like that, and now you're like Thorfinn and Einar, but you still got like a place to sleep, you get food, you got free time when you're not working, and you really kind of can work at your own pace, low key, because like they could work. Obviously, the longer you take, the longer, like, you know, the longer you're not going to be free, but they kind of could work at their own pace.
Yeah, they could have taken 6 years. Or 10 years. Or 1 year. I don't know. However long it took for them to finish. Yeah. I think it just comes down to, like, I don't know, like how much pride you have about being a slave.
And they weren't even, they were more, that was more of like indentured servitude, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, the way they were slaves, but the way he
set
it up like indentured servitude. But I guess, I mean, it just, I don't know. It just depends on who you are as a person. Because for some people, that's okay. Or like they could deal with that. Mm-hmm. And then other people, they're like, nah, like, I should not be a slave. Or no one should be a slave.
Right.
And I feel like I lean more on that side. But I also feel like he's not really, like, at least before he beat the girl out. He wasn't really, like, a bad guy.
Bad guy.
So, like, I would have no reason to, like, hurt him or anything. I feel like...
Because you could be, like, Garter and get the bad hand, like, the other side of the coin. It's like, his guy was horrible, treating him bad. So...
All slavery is bad, but there's definitely levels to slavery.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, what was your question? I don't even know what your question was.
I was saying, like, if it was, like, their situation, would you be okay with it? Would you...
Like, would I follow through with
like, doing the work? Let's say, for instance, took over, and it was, like, indentured servitude, 3 years, you do this, and once you're done... I'll give you a piece of the land that you, or whatever work you did, I'll give you part ownership of it. And then I'll take, like, obviously the majority, but you get part ownership and you're set up to be, you know, for the rest of your life to be successful. As long as you do the right things, you're pretty much set up to not ever be in a bad situation.
I'll take that. Especially if I don't know anything or anyone, and I'm in just a foreign country, and these are my options. I would take that.
Yeah. So I ain't gonna lie, if some aliens come, like, realistically, bro, if aliens showed up and said they gonna take over the, like, it's gonna happen, bro. They just traveled across space. Their technology is too advanced, bro. We're not fighting back. Like, let's be real here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we would try to fight back, though.
We would, and we would lose. Like, bro, you know how advanced you have to be to travel across space?
Yeah.
In, like, that amount of time? For them to be whatever age, let's say they travel across space to our planet from a distant, it would have to be like another, I wouldn't say another galaxy, but like definitely another, maybe another galaxy, or like deep in the Milky, like far away, right? it takes so long for you to travel that fast. If they're able to travel that fast and not like age or anything, whatever they got is destroying whatever we have. No question.
What if they're peaceful, though?
If they're peaceful, then we're not peaceful. That's the problem.
Yeah, we're not. We would not be peaceful with them. Which is what I think that's what I would fear the most if there were aliens. I feel like we would piss them off.
But yeah.
We'll be there soon.
But it's like, for me, like you were saying, so you would rather die than be alive?
Be subjugated? Like, if it's like Viltrumites? Like, if I know that I cannot trust these people, well, mm-hmm. I guess if aliens are just pulling up to you, you don't really know that.
Right.
But like, if the options are die instantly or get drained for however many years and then end up dying anyway, I feel like I'd rather just fight and die instantly.
Instantly?
Like, I don't know. The other way just sounds miserable. Like, it's like,
but look at it like this. You don't have to stay the whole time. You could be like, all right, we don't got to fight back right now. Let's see what it looks like. And if it's bad, then you could just choose to die. But dying instantly, you didn't really make a choice. It's just like, we're going to fight back and we're going to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's instant. Like, at least with the other one, it's like, all right, let's see what they talking about. Let's see. And if it turns out to be bad, all right, I'll just, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't just immediately start fighting because I don't want to assume anyone is like bad anyway. Like, they might mm-hmm. actually be like cool, or it might actually be better than the current situation.
That too. That's another thing. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't know, you know? I'll have to see how it would look, what would happen.
That's all I got. Episode of the week.
For this week, I'll probably say Unluck Undead because of fighting. JJK was pretty good, but it wasn't as good as Undead Unluck. I want to say that flashback kind of killed it. The episode was really only like minus 7 minutes. The flashback, like 7-8 minutes. Yeah. So
I think my episode of the week was JJK. I think my moment of the week was probably Undead Unluck with the kiss. I think for me. Or it could be other way around. They're kind of interchangeable to me. Then animation of the week, Undead Unluck.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Kenshin had some decent little bit of fighting. But that's all I got. Any final thoughts? Anything coming up you're excited for?
Oh, Tekken, and you already know the Dragon Ball Z, man.
Yeah, that trailer looked good.
That was all in-game. Gameplay. Actual gameplay. Yeah, they said it. Actual gameplay. In-game cutscenes.
Okay. That looked really good, man.
So,
what is it called? It's not Budokai Tenkaichi.
Sparking Zero.
Oh, okay.
That's because in Japan, it was Budokai Tenkaichi was called Sparking. So, okay. Use that name, Sparking Zero. I was gonna say, I'm just glad because, like, we've been asking for this for forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time since Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Yeah, and you got Raging Blast 1 and 2 because that was like the same kind of gameplay. But yeah, I'm ready for that. Tekken, ready for that. Warzone's been pretty good. Update's been good.
And for the Dragon Ball game, I was going to say, I feel like they're going to have a good roster because I saw...
They showed Barigamo.
Is that the wolf guy?
Yeah, the wolf guy.
Okay, yeah.
They showed, they showed Jiren. They showed Android 17 and 18. They showed both Trunkses. They showed Future Trunks and Super Future Trunks. Broly. And I feel like they're going to have, like, everybody, bro. They're going to have everybody.
Yeah. But the wolf guy is what made me feel like they're going to have a good roster because he hasn't been in the game
Yeah. He hasn't been in any games. And he only had two, three episodes. He was in the first tournament of power and then a universal tournament. Yeah. I think he was there too.
Gaming for me, I know that I've been seeing more gameplay of the JJK game.
Have you been playing Mortal Kombat?
I gotta get back on it. I haven't played it in a couple weeks.
You said you liked the other one, the last one, better, right?
No, I haven't said that. I haven't played this one enough to even determine.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta decide. I did see they put Omni-Man.
Yeah, some memes. Omni-Man's in there.
They also put... No, wait. Maybe Omni-Man's been in Fortnite. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they just added him too. Invincible, okay. Omni-Man, and Adam Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortnite and has Peter everybody. Griffin. Peter, Solid Snake. They got everybody, bro. They got everybody.
Oh, yeah, and I also thought it was funny that Nobro was playing Smash Bros.
Yo, that was the game?
Yeah, it was.
Did they say the game?
They say it in the manga. In the anime, they didn't say the game.
He was like, you're getting good at aerials.
Yeah. Like, they kind of just showed it on the screen for a second. It looked like Smash Bros. But, all right. I think that's all I got. I'm excited for the next JJK episode. I know my guy Toto came in. Looked like he had a really tight shirt on. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, he ripped it off.
I'll be excited.
I'm just saying, he took his jacket off and then he ripped his shirt off. It's like, why are you even wearing clothes anyway? Just go shirtless.
That's what he's gonna do. Because now you know he does. Well, he's worn shirts before, but every time you see him shirtless,
every time you
probably
see him fight,
because
yeah.
He tore it off.
He before. Tore it off. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got. We made it this far. Thank you for listening. Peace out.
Peace.